If you have no motivation, no will, no zest for life to do anything, it could actually be because you are full of Oreos and Doritos and Big Macs and Hennessy, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, 7-Up, chicken nuggets and burgers. That could be the reason. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, guys. Yes, I'm back at it again with another episode. Same outfit, because let's be real here. You guys know I love to batch film. I also want to share a brief story. I was literally driving the other day. For those of you that have missed my Instagram story where I was literally driving, and as I was literally on the phone with my manager, I'm like on autopilot because I had an interesting night the night before and I barely got any sleep and I had to be at my office at 9 a.m. And I woke up so late. I woke up at like 7:44 and I'm like, dude, like what? Like, so I'm just on autopilot and I'm driving and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, something doesn't feel right, like in my car. And then I start smelling something that's like burning. And so I'm like, let me go to the shoulder because I don't think that this is like normal. Mind you, I'm in the middle of the highway. I'm on like the worst, like the shoulder is so small. And like, I'm on the bend. So like, I'm not in a safe area, like literally at all. And at this point, I'm in denial. I'm like, no, I still have to go to the office. Like, I need to go to work. Like, it was not registering to me at all that like, you cannot drive, Aisha. So I tried to move up a little bit. My car is like literally going like side to side. Like it, and I'm like, wait, this feels very scary. And like, you know, as women, it's like as obvious as it may sound, like, girl, like obviously, like you, there's something wrong. Like obviously I knew that something was wrong, but when you're a woman and like you're super girly, like you don't know about this like car stuff. Like I can feel that my car was having an issue, but I had no idea what was actually going on. And again, I'm on such a dangerous part of the highway that I wasn't even near an exit yet. I was like smack in the middle. So I didn't even know where I was, even though I was familiar with the highway. I just didn't know where I was. I couldn't locate exactly where I was because there was no exit. I was just in between, you know? And honestly, I'm really not the best at geography. So when I am driving, I go based off of just memory. I don't know all of the time, the street name, the high, like, and I also know the exit, but I'm not paying attention to every exit on the way to my exit. I just know, okay, you know, it's exit, you know, 13. All right, I'm going to do exit 13. You know, that's what I go off of. So long story short, I'm like, you know, something is really, really wrong. And come to find out, you know, I couldn't get out of my car because again, the shoulder was so skinny. I didn't want something to happen to me. So I just literally stayed in my car and I put on my hazard lights and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't understand what's going on. And I'm like, something's wrong with my tire. But I noticed that my tire pressure was literally on zero. I'm like, wait, how was I driving for 20 minutes having no clue that my tire pressure was on zero? So I realized, I'm saying this to say, if you need your oil changed, please change your oil. If you need your transmission looked at, please look at it. If your brakes need to be fixed, please fix it. If your wheels need alignment, please align it. Because you never know how, you know, from a moment-to-moment basis, how that can affect you. Me, I had an air pressure issue with my car and I went and got it fixed and then it kept going down. Like I noticed and I was like, oh, I kept putting it off, which isn't usually like me when it comes to my car because I don't play around with my car. Like I like my car spotless, okay? I don't like any issues. I like when my car is serviced. Like I don't play games with that. I'm literally like a guy when it comes to my car. So I kept putting it off. When I finally decided to make the appointment, I didn't even make it to my appointment because my car ended up, the wheel as I was driving ended up literally removing itself from the car. Like the wheel was coming off of my car. And I'm like, I did not know that having low air pressure makes the wheels on your car completely remove itself. And turns out that's exactly what happens. So that's why I posted on my Instagram because I wanted it to be a lesson for you that if there's something wrong with your vehicle, please fix it. Do not procrastinate. Do not, because I'm just thinking about the hand of God orchestrating my safety in that moment. That could have been a disaster. If I was, and something told me get closer to the shoulder too, for some reason when I wasn't even near the exit I was supposed to get off at. It just so happens that's how I was driving. And imagine, it would have been so difficult for my car to be flat and then swerving because the rims were about to literally start scraping the ground. Like the car was leaning. When I tell you it was flat, I mean literally like someone took a pin and popped it like a balloon and it went flat to the ground. Like it was shrunken, shriveled up and like removed. Like it was clearly lodged, dislodged from my car. And I saw it when the tow truck driver came and I'm just like, what the heck? Luckily, well, or maybe not luckily, but fortunately, I had experience in this because when I had my Range Rover, I was just driving. To this day, I don't know what happened. Both my tires in my car, I hit something like a pothole and it busted both my tires on my car. And I'm like, what the heck? I called AAA. Long story short, they left me stranded. I was there. I was like out from like 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. like by myself in my car on a scorching hot summer day. I'm condensing the story extremely. So I was like, oh, I'm not calling AAA. I'm going to make sure that I'm calling my insurance. And luckily, I have different insurance now, too. And they came on time. They told me 30 minutes. They came exactly in 30 minutes. They came and got me. The tow truck driver was so gracious. And the first thing that he said to me when he saw me was, I have to get you out of here because this is very dangerous. That's the first, he couldn't even take pictures. You know how normally the tow truck driver takes pictures of your vehicle? He couldn't even do that because he's like, listen, I have to get you out of here. Like, this is very dangerous. There was like no room on the shoulder. And all I'm thinking about is God's grace and God's hand over me that no car came and like hit me from behind. There were so many trucks, all these different things going full speed. Cause like I said, I'm in the middle of the highway. Yeah. So that happened. And I just wanted to start off with that, you know, if we're speaking of, you know, gut, mind connection, science and scripture, right? On your second brain. Let's make sure the first one is working and let's make sure that we are getting our vehicles fixed and let that be a sign for whoever needs to hear it. So on to today's subject. Welcome back, everyone. How are you feeling? I am feeling very blessed, very happy to be alive, very healthy. I know you guys are probably wondering, what on earth does my gut have to do with my mind? Okay. Science actually shows us that the health of our gut directly impacts our mental clarity, our mood, and even our ability to handle stress. But even beyond that, here's the beautiful thing. The Bible actually gives us wisdom on how to care for our bodies, including what we eat, how we fast, how we find peace. Now, I am of the belief that with certain things, there are links between, you know, science and the Bible, that there is room for that when it's done with sound doctrine. Okay, so this is one of those subject matters. So today we're gonna just explore, right, the science between the brain and gut connection, right? How your health directly impacts your mood and decision making? People that have severe gut issues, I notice, honestly, whether you are large or small, tend to be very moody people. It's something that I have observed. Like they get hangry, there's something off balance that is driving your emotions in that way. Then we're also going to talk about biblical principles about health and the gut. And lastly, we're going to be talking about practical steps that you can take to improve your gut health for a clearer mind and also a healthier spirit. So let's actually start with the science. Your gut and brain are in constant communication. This happens through something called the gut-brain axis, which is a two-way connection between your digestive system and your nervous system. So here's the mind-blowing part. About 90% of your serotonin, right? That's the neurotransmitter responsible for your mood and your happiness. It's actually produced in your gut, not your brain. Think about that. 90% of your serotonin, okay? That's responsible for your mood and happiness. It's produced in your gut, not your brain. That means that if your gut is out of balance, it can affect your emotions, cause anxiety, and even contribute to brain fog. You know, I'm sure we've all had a gut feeling before about something. That's not actually just a figure of speech. Your gut literally sends signals to your brain about how you feel. Fascinating stuff. So studies actually show, right, that people with poor gut health are more likely to experience depression and anxiety. And also a lack of beneficial bacteria can lead to inflammation, which is linked to cognitive decline and even memory loss. And of course, stress and gut health are closely connected. When you're anxious, your gut produces stress hormones, and that can throw everything off balance. It's all correlated when we really actually think about it, because there's a reason why it is known as your second brain, you know? And like I said, I've noticed a correlation. People who have an off-balance gut, they are very, very emotionally unstable, I find. They tend to be very emotionally unstable people. And I don't even mean from a mental health aspect. I mean, just in general, their moods on a day-to-day basis tend to be very off kilter. Now, one of the best things that you can do for your gut is simply to feed it the right foods. Now, this is very relevant to me because, again, I have really been consciously making sure that I'm taking care of my health, especially since I was sick for so long. And I'm like, wow, I'm assessing everything. I started to notice I started only drinking water, and me only drinking water made me realize how much like juice I was drinking, kind of, you know, with the poppies and the Olipops and, you know, all these other health drinks, but I was not consuming enough water. The ratio was not good. And so it made me more health conscious. And I'm like, you know what? I want to make sure that I'm consuming more water, okay? We are, what, 70% water anyways? Because not only is it healthier for me, but everything starts to move a lot better in my digestive tract when I'm also consuming more water. So what can we do about this, right? Probiotic-rich foods, okay? And this is going to help to replenish the good bacteria. I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm not even going to say the name. But like, there was a very popular probiotic product that like you can't even double dip in it because like the probiotics in it are so concentrated. And I tried it and I just don't like the way that it tastes. Like, I think it's disgusting. And I don't even know how anyone, like, I would rather take a pill than to like have to take all these like supplements. You know what I mean? Like, I have tinctures that I take. I love Mary Ruth vitamins, things like that. But like for probiotics, I would rather take a pill than like have it in like a yogurt type of form. And the yogurt too was vegan, but it was just disgusting. I mean, I could not even stomach it. Then the other day I go, oh shoot, I left that probiotic in my fridge. I go to go get it. I put it in my mouth. It's like carbonated. I freak out. I spit it out my mouth. There was mold. What? Of course I freaked out. I'm thinking, what's going to happen to me by the end of the day? Luckily, I didn't swallow anything, but like it was in my mouth. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I took a big scoop too. And I did it in the dark, put it in my mouth. And I'm like, why is it like popping and like carbonated? Like, what is going on? It's disgusting. Like, yeah, I digress. And of course, prebiotics, right? Foods like garlic, onions, bananas, these are going to help to nourish the good bacteria in your gut. Okay. Even with me being on antibiotics, I'm taking the digestive enzymes, you know, I'm taking the probiotic as well to help, you know, being on antibiotics, because I've basically been on antibiotics like twice in a month, like, you know, with only a week breaks in between. And like, these are strong things and they start to remove the good bacteria out of your stomach. And of course, like I said, drinking plenty of water, avoiding processed foods, the excess sugar. A lot of the time, like, we often have inflammation in our body. I know for me, I'm like, okay, I'm not a salt type of girl, but I noticed that salt really bloats me like instantly. But I started to notice too that excess sugar was starting to bloat me as well. Ladies, a lot of us are right now in our 30s and like we want to look good. We want to be in shape. We want to have nice bodies. We all are striving to have healthy, nice bodies, bodies that we are confident in. And that really starts with whatever you put in, you're going to get out, right? If you're not fueling your body, I remember when I was working out when I was like a lot younger, like maybe 19 and stuff. And I was like going to the gym and like eating Checkers after, like I felt horrible. Like it didn't even make any sense. Like I'm like, I don't feel good. When you start to fuel your body with healthy foods, it changes everything because now you feel different as you're working out. No, I'm not loaded with like Burger King and pizza as I'm using that to fuel my workouts, because the way that it breaks down in terms of micronutrients and nutrients in your body, it makes a significant difference. This matters, ladies, because this actually corresponds with anti-lazy girl stuff. Because how you feel, if you have no motivation, no will, no zest for life to do anything, it could actually be because you are full of Oreos and Doritos and Big Macs and Hennessy and Coke, like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Fanta, whatever it's called, okay? 7-Up, you know? That could potentially be the reason, okay? You only eat chicken nuggets and burgers. That could be the reason, you know what I'm saying? So let's bring some biblical perspective on health in the gut, okay? Now, we're going to bring this to the Word of God, of course. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19 through 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. A lot of the times when we look at the scripture, we tend to look at it from a sexual context. Honor your body. It goes for both. Not desecrating your temple. Goes for both things. This goes for sexual immorality, or as in the context of today, this also goes into what we are eating as well. And obviously, this is reminding us to take care of our health, okay? Including our gut health. That is honoring God. When we nourish our bodies well, we have more energy, clarity, and focus to serve him fully. And if you want to know, I saw a comment like an Instagram post that said, if you want to know if something has control over you, try fasting from it. It will humble you real quick. You'll start to realize, oh goodness, I am a boredom eater. Oh my gosh, I'm craving so much sugar. Like I need to have, you know, a Hershey bar right now. Like all of these different things will start to arise when you fast, when you're fasting and you are really laying down, you're crucifying your flesh. So when it comes to fasting now and gut health, okay, the Bible mentions fasting over 70 times, right? And it's not just for spiritual discipline. It also has powerful health benefits, which we kind of all know, right? Modern science confirms that fasting helps to reset the gut. And I will tell you right now that that is a fact. It allows your digestive system to heal and balance itself. It removes the harmful bacteria and it boosts the good bacteria and reduces inflammation. I'm telling you right now, that is a fact. You know, it's funny. In the book of Daniel, we actually see he and his friends refused to eat the king's rich food and instead only ate vegetables and water. After 10 days, they were stronger and healthier than everyone else. That is an example of how what we eat affects our not only our bodies, but also our mental and our spiritual clarity. There's no mistake that a lot of the times in the kingdom of darkness, when it comes to witchcraft, sorcery, anything dark, these people also know how to fast as well. They'll tell you, wear all white for a year, only drink water, cleanse yourself, eat a vegan diet. They easily pervert these things and have you doing these rituals and all these different things to make yourself a clean vessel, even for those demons to enter up inside of your body. Fascinating. Even Jesus, as we know, fasted for 40 days before starting his ministry. Fasting actually helps us to focus on God. And as a bonus, it helps to cleanse our bodies too. Some people, they get into fasting. And I did a corporate fast with my group. And some people, they just do it. Listen, we've all been guilty of it where you're just like, okay, let me be as distracted as possible so that I can get this fast over with. Or, you know, let me, you know, when you're running on autopilot, you're thinking, let me start chewing some gum. Let me do this. That's not a part of the fast. Some people literally will fast and they're staying as distracted as possible. That's a diet. That's not dedicating your time to the Lord. When it comes to fasting, that is a consecrated time of dedicating your time to the Lord. So you are fervently spending time with God. You are fervently seeking God, praying to him, reading his scripture. You're monitoring your ear gates, your eye gates, what you are listening to, what you are consuming on a physical level, okay, whether that be food, shows, you know, podcasts, whatever. And then also, of course, you know, spiritually, you're monitoring what it is that you that are going in your ear gates and your eye gates. So fasting is going to help to bring a lot of clarity and also awareness to the things that you have placed in your life as an idol. Now, let's get into some practical steps for a healthy gut and mind, okay? So now we know how important our gut health is scientifically, right? And biblically. And here are the practical steps of what you can take. You want to eat more whole, God-given foods, earth to mouth, right? Think about earth to mouth. Stick to foods that are closer to their natural state as possible, right? Processed foods, they're going to harm our gut. They're foreign to us. They're foreign objects to us, okay? Whole foods like fruits, veggies, okay? Healthy fats as well. This is something that I used to struggle with, the concept of understanding like natural foods, it feels like. Like, of course, like, yeah, like lettuce, tomato, yeah, like apple, orange. But it's like, what about this healthy snack? Do you guys remember those, like, remember Oreo thins and like chocolate chip cookies came in like chocolate chip thins? Do we not remember this, like all my millennial kids? Or like, I remember there was this chocolate chip balls that came in the snack. They were like, do we remember? Okay, because this was a part of it. Do we all remember the 100 calorie phenomenon where like everything you would buy was like only 100 calories and they were all prepackaged? That's how I remember like the Oreo thins, the chocolate chip thins. And I don't know if it's just me, but like when I was younger, I used to think like, these are only 100 calories, so surely I can eat the whole box. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Okay. So because it's like I thought in my head, oh, this is like a low calorie food. Just eat all of it. You know, as it pertains to fruits and vegetables, it's very fascinating because when it comes to fruits and vegetables, it actually helps to, vegetables are a volume food. So it takes up more space in your stomach and they're also, it's calorically low, right? So you're eating more density, more volume, but you are eating fewer in calories. It's quite fascinating. Next, you also want to reduce your stress. Stress damages your gut. So to practice prayer, okay, and to just meditate on God's word. Just, you don't even have to say anything when you're sitting there. To stay calm, okay? Center yourself, balance yourself. Philippians 4 verses 6 through 7 reminds us to bring our anxieties to God in prayer, to cast our cares on God in prayer, okay? If I were you guys, I would even try a fast, right? A short fast, right? Like skipping a meal. God, I'm gonna dedicate my lunch to you. I'm gonna skip lunch, okay? This can help to, you know, of course, we also know in the physical, you know, intermittent fasting can help to reset your gut and to improve your mental clarity. Because guys, we as a society base everything around eating, base everything around food. Oh, you want to meet me for lunch? Oh, you want to meet me for drinks? Everything is based around food. Everything. And I am someone that I've weaned myself away from being so food centric. Like, to me, I don't want every activity that I do to be based on the meal that I'm going to be eating. Because to me, it's like, okay, food is food. I'm moving on. But I don't like to just like, I'm not like a foodie. And I'm not saying it's a problem if you are. That is not an issue. But I know that for me, like, it can easily turn into something that's more obsessive where it's like, okay, what am I going to eat? What am I going to eat? What am I going to eat? Like, I don't want that food noise. I don't want that like consuming my mind. Okay. And that's when and of course we all have our moments, right? Like there are moments where I'm really like, I'm back to it. I'm like, dang, you know, what a food, you know, but you guys are understanding what it is that I'm saying, but fasting really does help to reset your gut. I'm telling you, it really, really does. And it brings you to such a state of humility. Okay. Where you honestly really do begin to have clarity. Like you'll be shocked what a 3-day fast can even do for you. You would be shocked the benefits that it can even give you of just the clarity and just like you're less inflamed in your gut, okay? And you start to see that your body starts to process things the way that it's supposed to. You're drinking too much caffeine? Well, you're gonna get them withdrawals and you're gonna see what it's like when you start drinking maybe caffeine again. You're gonna feel sick, you know what I mean? When you start introducing like junk food, you know, to yourself. Like the other day I had like Skittles or something and I was like, ugh, that did not feel right. Like I had like a tiny pack and I'm like, that felt like just acidic. Like it felt like it wasn't supposed to be in my body. Like it even tasted like a fake food. It doesn't taste real. And that's also what happens too when you adopt to a whole foods diet, especially if you're going to be whole food plant-based, okay? But that's what happens. And if you're not, I'm not here to say like preach at you guys to be vegan or anything, but let's just say like fish, you know, vegetables, you want to limit your dairy consumption. Dairy also increases inflammation in the body. And then of course you want to make sure you're hydrating and you're resting. When I tell you rest, 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 like if there's one thing also that I've learned about myself is that I have to get rest. I have to sleep. And I need to sleep for like 8 hours, like 8 to 9 hours. I cannot be up all day long going. It literally like it immunocompromises me like severely. I cannot do it. I have to sleep, or I literally cannot. I cannot even function through the work. I've tried, but I just cannot function through it. And of course, drinking enough water, getting good, drinking water and getting good sleep are the most simplest and effective ways to improve your gut health, okay? You're really gonna start to see when you make this conscious effort, like, whoa, I really am consuming so many sweets. Whoa, I really do tend to drink so many sodas. I'm, you know, drinking like 32 ounces of soda a day, and then I can barely finish a little 8 ounce water bottle. I tend to forget that water bottle, but I'm not going to forget that Starbucks drink. Okay. So remember that. So here's my challenge for you guys. Make one small change this week to support your gut health. I want us to show up as a community of healthy girls, anti-lazy, happy, healthy girls. That's what we're showing up as. Because in the end of the day, we do have to remember that the narrow path is the new self-care. Okay. That's what it is. Share this episode with a friend. Make sure you're cutting out those processed foods to the best of your ability, that you are drinking more water, or you're spending more time in prayer to reduce your stress. Okay. And do not forget to subscribe, like, comment, please. And let me know what your suggestions are of how you help to improve your gut health. And with that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.